It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Well, Trump hates her.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
No, Trump supports her, doesn't he?
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
That's Rosie O'Donnell.
That's Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh. He likes Roseanne.
Yeah.
You know, this team is just not that good.
Really? Both of them start with R?
See, no. Huh? Never confuse those two.
No.
Well, it seems good talent is hard to find.
A bag with a career.
A what? He had a bag with a what in it?
A clear.
That's.
A clear crystallized substance.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
All right, here we go with the e-break. It's brought to us by Classic BMW. We give you the three candidates, and then you get the vote on them. 888-787-1310. Candidate number one is the Hall of Famer, the all-timer in the e-break, Norm Elizabeth Hitchkiss. I guess you would say he doesn't really understand hypotheticals. I think someone was trying to draw him offside in the birdhouse with a Gale Sayers tweet, which is ridiculous when you hear this, what this tweet says. But then Norm just wasn't going to play along.
If Gale Sayers played today, could he make an XFL practice squad?
He's passed away.
Right.
Well, that's why the question was
asked. That's
he's
why
not
he's
saying like right
top
now.
Of mind.
Yeah.
The skill level of Gale Sayers.
Well, no, he's passed away.
Yeah.
Yeah, this the hypothetical, like Julie taking.
Yeah, we were not going to put Julie
shots.
And Charles Haley on the ice together, and we're not going to fly like birds.
have
an air parade. Yeah,
they're not going to drive by everyone's home in Dallas to show
fun,
off.
It's just fun stuff. Right. It's just fun stuff.
Just a hypothetical.
Yeah. But R.I.P. Gale Sayers.
But he's not here anymore.
Yeah, we know that. But
so,
but if he were, but he's not.
But he's not.
Okay. Thank you, Norm.
By the way, that hypothetical is incredibly offensive to Gale Sayers.
Yes, I know. And I think their original intent was to draw Norm offside and say that's it. Just stop the birdhouse right there.
So, was the hypothetical if Gale Sayers were alive but his same age?
No, alive and in his prime.
Yeah.
Like okay.
1966 Gale Sayers, would he make a XFL practice squad?
Would he?
Yes.
He would not play in the XFL. He would be dominating in the NFL.
Okay, just watch highlights of him.
If you took the greatest team, offense and defense, prior to 1980, all the
killed.
Best players.
They'd get killed.
If you gave them 1 month to practice.
Oh, prior to 1980?
Yeah.
That would be a better matchup. If you went back to the 60s, 50s, 40s, they'd get killed. 70s, there were a lot of good players, but they're going to be so undersized compared to today's team.
Yeah.
Like up front, I don't think they can win the battles on the line of scrimmage. So, yeah, they'd probably still get killed.
If you're making them go up against a middle to lower rung NFL team, they would mm-hmm. still get killed.
Yeah.
The greatest of the great before 1980.
Because the size difference is so big. The offensive lines back in the 70s averaged like 260 or something. And today, all of them are over 300, you know. So they're going to maul these defensive fronts. And the defensive fronts from the 70s are not going to have a whole lot of chance.
So today's average NFL player is better than all these Hall of Famers?
Bigger.
They're just so much bigger.
They're bigger.
Faster.
Yeah, but they can play football better. So why are these guys in the Hall of Fame when they're not even as good as a middle-rung guy now?
Well, that is never criteria for Hall of Famers. It's how you did against
your time.
How you did against your peers.
Yeah.
Your equal competition. It's never how you're judged by today's athletes.
But me as an average sports fan, that taints the Hall of Fame for me when I think about it. When I think, that Hall of Famer is not even as good as today's guy who won't even sniff the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that's not the right way to look at it. And some of them, I think, transcend generations because Gale Sayers, all you have to do is look at the highlights. He was part Barry Sanders, part Walter Payton, part a lot of the great backs that if he played today, And, you know, given his size, running back's size for the most part is somewhat similar.
He'd get cut in training camp.
No, he would be great today. Just like look at Barry Sanders. Barry Sanders would be great today.
Yeah.
I don't know. Size.
Well, that's why you had the tweet when you make an XFL practice squad. All right. There is Norm up as candidate number one. Candidate number two comes from that same show, the Normandy Invasion. It's Mike Soroy. And this is another hypothetical. If you had to fight one and you were given a sword and a shield, would it be a bear, a tiger, or last year's American Gladiator champion?
Mike, I think I'm taking the tiger.
Hang on a second. Mike gives you a terrible example of why he chose this animal in this hypothetical.
Mike?
I think I'm taking the tiger.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, the last one I pick is last year's champion Gladiator. He is definitely going to kill you.
But a bear.
Yeah, but they might freak out. Yeah, I know. There's no good option here. But it's like I'm going to play one-on-one against Luka.
Okay.
Like, I know for a fact, but if I play one-on-one against a bear, I might win.
What?
I probably will win.
Let me just give you one thought on the tiger, okay? If he gets up to about 35 miles an hour and leaps at you.
Wait a minute. Yeah, I need to go back to this example.
It was a perfect example.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it actually is, because the bear and the tiger might not even really get that we're fighting yet. They may be in a chill mood.
But if you have a sword and a shield, and once you go towards the bear, they're going to realize what's happening.
I'm not going towards the bear. I'm going to go to the side.
Okay, you're an idiot. Okay.
Yeah.
What a dumb example. If he played one-on-one in basketball against a bear?
Yeah. How is that compared to fighting with a bear, though? I think in the hypothetical, I would fight the bear more than the tiger.
Yes. I think I would, too.
I think I would fight the gladiator, because don't we always say on this show that humans have fear and they feel pain, where the animal's just going to fight to the death because they don't, that's what they know. They're harder to fight than humans.
But if you've got that sword, maybe you get that lucky shot in on, I think Mike does have the point, maybe the bear and the tiger don't realize it's a fight.
Yeah, but don't you have to keep fighting them until somebody's dead?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then the bear would figure it out pretty quickly. So would the tiger.
Man, I'm taking the human.
Yeah, I think you take the human there. Does the gladiator also have a shield and a sword?
I think so.
Oh, my.
And it's last year's winner.
Yeah, it's the winner. It's like the best gladiator.
Who are these gladiators he's talking about? There's no show in which they actually fight with swords and shields, are there?
No. Or are they talking about the last year they had an actual gladiator
in Rome in AD 68?
Hundreds of years ago, yeah.
Mm. Or were they talking about American Gladiator, the reality show?
That's what I thought at first, but maybe they are talking about the real gladiator of ancient times.
Are they talking about Michael Douglas's nickname?
But they said last year's champion.
Right. So that makes me think American Gladiator. All right, one more time.
Mike?
I think I'm taking the tiger.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, the last one I pick is last year's champion gladiator. He is definitely going to kill you.
But a bear.
Yeah, but they might freak out. Yeah, I know. There's no good option here. But it's like I'm going to play one-on-one against Luka.
Okay.
Like, I know for a fact, but if I play one-on-one against a bear, I might win.
What?
I probably will win.
Let me just give you one thought on the tiger, okay? If he gets up to about 35 miles an hour and leaps at you.
Wait a minute. Yeah, I need to go back to this example.
It was a perfect example.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it actually is, because the bear and the tiger might not even really get that we're fighting yet. They may be in a chill mood.
But if you have a sword and a shield, and once you go towards the bear, they're going to realize what's happening.
I'm not going towards the bear. I'm going to go to the side.
Okay, you're an idiot. Okay.
All right, we'll slow down that conversation at some point, too. That'll be a good one. There's Mike as candidate number two. And candidate number three is Danny Bayless from The Hardline. Danny is the victim of Bino playing his drops all the time, and you never really know what's live and what is a drop with Danny. This is not a drop, but it will become a drop. I think it already is on the hard line. Bob was explaining a way to get rid of spam calls, send them right to your voicemail, something he read in the morning news, and Danny asked a question, and it stopped them down and made Corby laugh.
And apparently, if they're not in your contacts, bye-bye.
Do they?
They'll go right to voicemail. If they leave a voicemail, which spam never does, you'll find out that somebody needed to talk to you.
Tell me how to do that.
You go into search and hit silence unknown, and the settings will pop right up, and you go right over there.
Tell me how to do that.
So thank you, Jim Rossman of the Morning News.
Catapult.
What a nice.
Tell me how to do that.
What a nice little thing there.
I'll have to show. You'll have to show me how to do it, and we have some time.
Well, we have so time. Times, we should probably do radio.
Yeah, we probably need to do radio.
Do that.
So how many times are you going to hear that now?
Tell me how to do that.
That theory cannot be proven.
Yeah, Roger very Street. Robotic. All right, one more time, isolated.
Tell me how to do that.
Oh, man. All right, how about one more time all the way through so we can hear Corby's laugh one more time?
And apparently, if they're not in your contacts, bye-bye.
Do they?
They'll go right to voicemail. If they leave a voicemail, which spam never does, you'll find out that somebody needed to talk to you.
Tell me how to do that.
You go into search and hit silence unknown, and the settings will pop right up, and you go right over there.
Tell me how to do that.
So thank you, Jim Rossman of the Morning News.
So remember this day when you hear that drop for the next 10 years, that's where it started.
Tell me how to do that.
Tell me how to do that with Danny. So is it Norm, is it Mike, or Danny? 888-787-1310. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, Jeb, I'd like to vote for Norm Skeet Hiscus and Hooter Brown.
Okay. Hello, you're on Ticket Radio.
The first time I met Norm, he said...
Said what?
Crapped out. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins e-break?
Yeah, I was just calling to get you guys' thoughts on whether Trump should go ahead and nominate a Supreme Court justice. And
yeah, I want to jump into that.
Do you? All right, thanks for the question, I guess. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Vaginal slice, born.
That was hopeful. Hello, you're on ticket AM, FM, and the stream.
Vaginal slice, born.
Back to back?
Different person, right?
I don't think
I don't know. That was close.
I think we said back to back homers hit on us. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, guys, it's E-Break Man. And did you know Mike saw a tiger? I hope you wonder.
Yeah, I saw Tiger. And Tiger saw Bear. Thank you, E-Break Man. Hi, you're on the ticket, America's favorite radio station.
Hypothetically, this isn't a good option, but I'll go ahead and vote for Mike.
Oh, is this Cassidy?
Cassidy?
Hello.
Hello.
All right.
What's up in your life? Are you going back to school now?
Yes.
Okay. What else is
That's
up?
That's a great conversation.
All right, tell your dad hi and Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
She hates us.
She does. Laying out on us.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Howdy.
I wanted to thank Junior for the breathing techniques. Really helped me out. Probably a lot of other P1s as well.
Hey, no problem, man. No problem.
Yeah, and then at night, instead of the tape, if you just use that ball gag Gorder let you borrow.
Thanks for the tip.
Yeah. Give me Joe Biden for the win. Thanks, guys.
God. Boy, this has been a very political e-break.
It has. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins e-break?
First time I met Norm, he said, do you know what 6.9 is? I said, no. He says, another good thing ruined by a period. Give me Norm.
Oh,
my gosh.
Good. My gosh.
God.
What's wrong with you? Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week? Hello? Take a caller. You are on the air.
Oh, my gosh.
Float on the beach. Maybe tomorrow.
Just kidding. Give me an arm.
Bam.
What the hell?
A pre-recorded call in there. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins E-Break?
Is this George Dunham?
Oh, is this James Gum?
You great big fat person.
Yeah, I guess. Who you like?
I got room.
Whatever happened to James Gum, our entertainment correspondent?
He was a one-off character.
And that canceled. Was a great bit.
Gosh, you always overrated that character.
Hi, you're on the air. Who wins the E-Break?
Number 52, Tyler Klutz.
Jeez, it's in it.
Number 51, Matt Vanderbeek. Number 50, Joe Fishback. Number 49, Nikki Sualua. Number 48, Ebenezer Ekibon. Number 47, Jamaica Rector. Number 46.
Okay, we don't have time.
And his numbers aren't even matching up. Ebenezer Ekibon was not 48.
Tyler Klutz wasn't 53.
No. Fullback.
60 Cowboys.
It's top 60 Cowboys.
That's what it is.
There you go. You have Tyler Klutz in your top 60 Cowboys of all time?
Emmett's laughing.
All right, Emmett, hang in there. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
If I had to fight a bear, a tiger, or the last gladiator that won, I'd take the gladiator because he's passed away.
Okay. Yeah. Is that a Norm vote there?
It's got to be.
Because he's passed away? Yeah.
Or is it a
Mike vote?
It's a Mike vote. Yeah, because he's talking about that hypothetical.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hey, good morning, musers. Shout out to FMFC. The fake Jamie Ben is working on a little bit more material, so ready to go with Norm.
Just vote. Norm.
Okay, and ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner.
If Gale Sayers played today, could he make an XFL practice squad?
He's passed away.
Right.
Well, but that's why the question was asked.
Yeah, that's
he's
why
not
he's
saying, like, right
top
now.
Of mind.
Yeah.
The skill level of Gale Sayers.
Well, no, he's passed away.
Yeah.
This the hypothetical, like Julie taking.
Yeah, we were not going to put Julie
shots.
And Charles Haley on the ice together, and we're not going to fly like birds.
We're not going to have an air parade.
Yeah,
they're not going to drive by everyone's home in Dallas to show off.
It's just fun stuff. It's just fun stuff.
Just a hypothetical.
Yeah. But RIP, Gale Sayers.
It's like another home run for the Bambino.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, but wait, he's not here anymore. How many is that for?
Passed away.
How many is that for Norm?
117.
All right. Way to go, Norm.
By the way, we heard from the P1 who originally tweeted that hypothetical to Normandy. He tweeted just a second ago. He said, "My Gale Sayers tweet was 100% meant to draw Norm offside."
That's what I thought.
Success.
And he said, "Not only did I succeed in that, but we ended up running a double reverse flea flicker for the win because I made the emergency break. Life has topped out.
Scored 90 yards away.